Time for Dial-A-Doc. And joining us today from FHN, Sean Yuganin. And good morning, Sean. How are you today?
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. And the day and time, so we have a perinatal loss group support group, the significance of perinatal grief versus other loss grief, and who can come, and what will the group look like. Some questions for you, Sean. You're a spiritual care coordinator at FHN Memorial Hospital, and can you give us a little bit about just what your role is?
As you know, we're in a very multi-faith society today, and my true role is to attend to the spiritual and or emotional needs of the patients, their family, and or staff. And if myself, I myself am a Christian, however, if I am unable to assist by my own self, then my job is also to become a facilitator. So to reach out there to other faith groups and to define the needs that can be met for the patients, staff, or the families at that time in need.
Now, one of the elements of your job is to help people at a time of loss. Now, this is obviously a very difficult time for people. Now, how would you suggest our listeners provide support when their friends or family experience a loss?
Perinatal loss is very different than the others, which we can get into a little bit later here. But as far as the loss, it's to basically never assume. We have a tendency sometimes to understand what the other person might be going through because we may have experienced a loss ourselves. But truly, you know, everybody does grieve very differently, and the circumstances surrounding that particular loss can be very different than what we may have experienced ourselves. And we always want to have that need to help. And so I would probably just recommend strongly to respect space, offer to help, but also respect that space that family may need to grieve their loss during that time. And also, I'll mention this program that we're starting up at FHN for perinatal loss. It's going to be a wonderful thing to offer for our community, and we're very excited to launch this here next week.
Oh, yes, as well you should be. Now, an especially tragic loss is that of an infant. Now, how is the loss of an infant different in terms of the grief of the family experiences?
When you look at perinatal loss, there's a lot that comes into play. I don't know if you have children, Dave, but I'm sure you can know people that have, and the excitement of bringing a new life into the world to build that family that most of us have dreamt about since we were kids growing up. And when you take a family that's due to have a child and this tragedy enters it, their lives truly are turned upside down. There's that preparation, that dream, and expectations that never truly get to manifest. You know, the sounds of the baby, the smells of the baby, that whole family dynamic that we dream about. So there's that sense of what now, because you've totally set yourself for a future that, like I said, it never does come to manifest. There's been time invested. You probably have made baby rooms, have planned your life around that particular child, and for that child not to be a part of that dynamic in the family is very tragedy to the parents themselves. And then, of course, with the mother, we always have the postpartum, the normal process that happens after birth. What happened is not going to be able to fully come because of the child not being there. So there's a lot of, you know, chemical things that go on biologically with the mother that is going to affect her even more so without the infant being there.
Are there leading questions to ask, or like, you know, can I do something for you, or would you rather be left alone, or how do you feel? I mean, are those questions you should ask? Or I mean, this is such a tender subject.
It is, and I always stand strong behind calm. Communication is a very important factor to ask. I know that normally we have a tendency to want to draw back when we're grieving, when we're mourning, because we are numb. We truly do feel numb. And in this case, too, with parents, depending on the situation, sometimes they will experience some forms of grief on top of anger. They may want to wonder if, did I do something? You know, was it that run I went on? You know, was it this that I did? Did I eat the wrong foods? So there's some personal questions that they ask themselves. So to come alongside and support them and just be there for them to talk to cry on if they need to, and ask them, you know, what can you do? Them very important words, what can I do? So that you can help assist them in any way that they need.
Now, Sean, you're going to be leading a Perinatal Grief Support Group, and that is coming up. Well, it's monthly on the third Thursday. I'll have you give us some of the details. Why did FHN feel it was so important to host this type of support group?
As we began to look around, and I know a few families that were affected by this circumstance, and it was something that as I began to do some researching on some materials and some support for these particular families that experienced this, I realized that I didn't really see any groups in FHN. We didn't see any groups around here that were available. And like I said, it is truly such a different grief process. I spoke with some of the members at a family counseling center, and there truly is, you know, a need to have some type of a support group for this type of loss and to hopefully bring those within the community or outlying communities to together to help one another through this process. With just by, you know, having a time of gathering, a time of remembrance, and to help them through this process, because it's going to be a process for anybody who's endured it.
I'm sure, and I would assume that quite helpful and a little bit reassuring to see someone else in like the same boat, and maybe they're a little further in their grief or less in their grief, and you can kind of talk about some of the steps as you go through that, and wonderful to have other people that have gone through what they're going through.
Exactly.
Who's welcome to attend this group?
Well, this is a perinatal loss group. So basically, when you look at perinatal, it's going to be those that are involved with either a preterm loss or a, you know, shortly after loss. But we don't want to just invite the mothers of the loss. We want their significant others, as well as any friends or family that may be close to them in their healing process, to help support them. So it is not just closed off to a woman's group at all. There's definitely, we want to see some men there to help support them, as well as their close friends and family members. Because family members are grieving too. You could have a grandparent that was waiting for a grandchild, and it's going to be just as tragic to them, not to quite the extent, but, you know, they had expectations too. And so we want to help anybody who's hurt from that particular loss to be able to partake in this and to hopefully find some resources that can help them through this.
Right. Can people come and go, or do they need to commit to attend all of the meetings?
Yes, this is not, we're not going to have this be a closed group. It'll be an open group. So as those feel the need to continue coming, to partake in a group because it's good for them, they are absolutely welcome for as long as they need to. Or if they feel that, you know, their process is going well and this group has helped them, they can leave the group at any time that they would want to. But with hopefully building a friendship while they're there, you know, with the others in the group. And that's our whole intent to this, is that there's, outside of this group, there'll be friendships built.
You probably have covered a little bit of this, but for folks maybe just wondering how all this will shake out, what will a group meeting be like from start to finish? What are some of the things you'll cover, and how do you go about to when everybody gets there? Do you introduce each other to each other? How's it all shake out?
This group, basically the whole point of it is I want it to be the attendees group. I want them to kind of eventually take ownership of it, to feel comfortable, but we will be facilitating, and each group will start off with usually a DVD to watch that'll have something to do with the perinatal loss, and then have some discussion on a video, like, you know, what has this done to you, you know, how do you feel about this, and as well as enter some activities. We want this, like I said, to also be a time of remembering and mourning over their loss, you know. So we'll have some activities, some memorial activities. We have shirts that we're going to be handing out to all of those that are attending. That goes off of it, the Footprint on My Heart T-shirts, which is kind of off the DVD that we will be showing for this program. And really just discussing, you know, talking if people are open. Nobody will be forced to partake, or we encourage it, but we understand that this could be a very sensitive comfort level for some, and they may just be there for a support system. And if they don't feel like talking at that particular meeting, that is absolutely fine. And when they do are comfortable, they're more than welcome to partake in whatever comfortability they have.
All right, and we'll in a moment we'll find out how folks can sign up and get more information. But for folks, as they're thinking about this, maybe a few things in their mind before they give you a call. How often will the group meet, and where will that be? And do you need to register for the group, or do you just come?
Registration on you can go to www.fhn.org. There is a perinatal loss group thing out there, and it's on a Facebook page, especially on FHN's Facebook page. To basically, you can suggest that you're coming. We would like to get an idea on numbers. That'd be good, but that is definitely not a requirement. So they can either call my number, which is 815-599-6160. So again, it's 815-599-6160. And I can provide whatever information. This group will take place every third Thursday of the month. And as you mentioned, between times, we have a morning and an evening session because we didn't want to eliminate any shifts of people who would need to be there. So we will have a 10 o'clock to 11:30 a.m. class, and that will be downstairs on the lower level. We'll have signs that will lead them to the actual rooms that they're partaking in. This upcoming Thursday, the 15th of February, the morning session will be in the Globe Room of the lower level at Freeport Memorial Hospital. And the evening class, which is from 6:30 to 8 p.m., will be in the private dining rooms, which is located in the cafe area of the lower level at Freeport Memorial Hospital. Like I said, we'll have signs that are pretty much going to help people navigate their way through to get to the right group.
We've been talking about the FHN Perinatal Loss Support Group. And again, if you want to go to FHN.org, you can find out more on that. We've been talking with Spiritual Care Coordinator Sean Ugedin. And Sean, thank you so much for sharing some amazing information for us. And it's nice for folks in this situation that they have a place to go. So thanks for doing that for them. And again, if you have any questions, you can get a hold of Sean at 815-599-6160 or FHN.org. Sean, thanks so much for joining us today on Dial-A-Doc. You take care, all righty?
Thank you, Dave. You too.
You betcha. It's